what are we doing to ensure that all Michigan students will have access to internet during this time? And maybe you can talk about how this is going to impact moving on to the next grade and graduation for students across the state.
Yeah, these are really important questions, and I personally have been leading on this effort related to internet access and devices. So about 480,000 students across state estimated do not have an internet-enabled device in their home that they can use. About 48,000 students across the state do not have internet access at their home that's sufficient to be able to support learning at a distance. So I have been in communication with private sector partners, philanthropic partners, to ensure that we can have a pipeline available to school districts and their families so kids can have devices and internet so that they can do learning at a distance. And so we're going to be rolling out partnerships with the ISDs to make sure that those options are available in a way that's flexible and equitable and recognizes that different districts have different needs. This is critically important. I think it's an opportunity, frankly, for our district to innovate, and that we may come out on the other side of this with an education system that is more responsive, that can meet more students where they are, that can meet more students' needs and learning styles by being more flexible when it comes to enabling learning at a distance. To be very clear, students are going to graduate. The governor's eldest daughter is a graduating senior. Seniors are going to graduate from high school. Kids are going to be promoted, and they're not going to be penalized because of COVID-19. If COVID-19, they're still going to be able to go. My twin first graders will become second graders. And so teachers and education professionals, they will be paid, and the districts are putting together the plans to make that happen. So we're trying to be as conscientious about this as possible. I'm knowing that we made this for public health reasons, but still trying to facilitate learning in some capacity for folks. We also are going to make sure that teachers and education professionals have access to professional development experiences that will help them facilitate this learning at a distance in a way that many of them have never had to do before. So we're working hard to make sure that we're meeting folks' needs and doing the best we can.
Talk to me, you know, this extension that we're seeing as far as the school year, does this mean that we're likely to see a continuation of the governor's stay-at-home order past April 13th? And what do we know about, you know, kind of when the disease is going to hit its apex, and how might that impact, you know, an extension of the stay-at-home order?
Sure. So we are evaluating whether or not the stay home, stay safe order needs to be amended or extended. We put in place provisions at the end of the order when we announced it that we would be looking at things like the amount of testing capacity we have in the state, whether our healthcare systems are running at capacity, whether we have enough personal protective equipment, and our understanding of community spread. And those things are certainly still evolving, and we do have systems that are at capacity. So we're thinking about what we need to do. We also have tried to be as consistent as possible with the CDC and federal guidelines, which we know as of a few days ago have been extended to recommend that social distancing practices carry on through April the 30th. So we're trying to make choices that are in line with what public health professionals are saying. We haven't made a final determination yet, but folks need to stay tuned for that. And while they're staying tuned, they need to stay home and stay safe to the extent possible. We are testing more and more, and that's part of why the number of cases that we're reporting on a daily basis has been increasing so rapidly, trying to get a better understanding of the virus. But we are still, we believe, several weeks away from the apex of this virus. And so that's going to be something taken into consideration when we think about how we need to change the order and how we need to treat this emergency.